To make the sound ng, bring the back of your tongue up against the vellum. Close the air off completely and release it through your nose. Repeat the examples.
Long. Strong. Singing. Going. Hanger. Singer. Belonged. Belongings. Tongue.
A double consonant sound is formed when ng is followed by the sounds g or k. Repeat the examples.
Finger. Longer. Stronger. Tangle. Thanking. Thinking. Sinking. Drinking.
There are three consonant sounds together in the following words. Repeat them after the speaker.
Thanked. Anxious.
Usage tip. ING is added to the verb to form the present participle. Repeat the examples.
I'm going. She's looking. They were shopping. We have been looking. The book is interesting. The movie was fascinating.
Practice for mastery. Now repeat the following sentences.
The singer sang too many long songs. Your fingers are longer and stronger than mine. The rings belong on the singer's finger.
Contrasting sound practice. Now compare the sound m with the sound ng by repeating the following words.
Rim. Ring. Rum. Rung. Some. Sung. Swim. Swing. Swimmer. Swinger. Simmer. Singer. Sam. Sang.
Dictation practice. Listen to the next four sentences and write down the ones you hear. Check your answers on page 126.
He gave me a rim last week. She's dating a swimmer. She said she could swing it. Mama has sung good songs.
Contrasting sound practice. Compare ng and ng by repeating the following words after the speaker.
Lawn. Long. Run. Rung. Fan. Fang. Stun. Stung. Thin. Thing. Sin. Sing.
Recognition practice. Before listening to the next exercise, look at the pictures on pages 117 and 122. You will see that the difference between the sounds n and ng make a big difference in their meaning. The speaker will read one of the sentences from each pair. Circle the sentences you hear, or repeat them now and do the written exercise later. The answers are on page 126.
It was a lawn party. It hurts him to sing. I think she has fans. He has rung 4 times.
Contrasting sound practice. Compare and ng by repeating the following words after the speaker.
Rum, run, rung, Sam, san, sang, simmer, sinner, singer, some, sun, sung, whim, win, wing.
Practice in context. Now read each line of the dialogue on page 126 and repeat each line after the speaker.
Sam, how is your son?
He's fine, thanks. You know, he's 19 now.
What's he doing?
He's going to the University of New Mexico. And he's planning to be an engineer.
When is he coming home?
He's coming soon. On the 9th of June.